Hello, readers of Every Word, and welcome to Every Word 365. I'm your host, Christina Munoz-Madsen, and today we're reading Esther 8 through 10. But first, I failed to mention Mother's Day this year, and that may be because of my personal situation, but I certainly hope all of you moms were celebrated and spoiled on Mother's Day. Please remember to always pray for those who long to be moms. As you know, I've been there. Those who have lost their moms, those who have lost children, and those who have strained relationships with their moms. My own mom has been in an Alzheimer's facility for 5 years. Her 76th birthday was on Sunday, but she hasn't known who we are for several years. So I really try to focus on enjoying my own daughters on Mother's Day and try not to long for what was with my own mom. But those of you who have been through this know how hard that is to do. So if you have a prayer to spare, please add my mom, Lelia, to your list. And no matter your situation, let's all be thankful that God gave us moms. Can I get an amen? Okay, moving on to today's reading. Rome wasn't built in a day, neither are most other things that have the potential to touch many lives or accomplish great good. Careful planning combined with fervent prayer and plenty of hard work can accomplish things for God that would never be possible on the spur of the moment. And that is from yesterday's reflection and worship page. As I always say, please make sure that when you take a day off, you just take time to read that one page, which allows you to look back, look up, and look ahead. They're so insightful and they're so good, and it keeps you in your habit so you don't not read on those days off. So I challenge all of you right now to look over that list that's in the May 14th Reflection and Worship page. If you've been looking for a project or a way to touch the lives of others, maybe this will give you the motivation you need. And if you have done any of these things, tell me about it. Send me an email or comment on the Facebook post. And if anyone has done the one about calling former classmates to tell them about Jesus in their life, I would really love to hear about that. I don't think that I have done that in particular. So I have shared with friends and I have had people that didn't want to hear it. We're not responsible for their response. We're just called to share. No one may believe that you can accomplish what God has laid upon your heart either until you attempt it in the strength of the Lord. And that is also from yesterday's Reflection and Worship page. On to the end of Esther. And guess what that means? That means after today's reading, you will have read all of the historical books of the Bible, 17 books. Go ahead, pat yourself on the back, give yourself a round of applause, and congratulate yourself just a little bit. So did you enjoy the story of Esther? I've heard from some of you that you read it beginning to end in one sitting because it's such a captivating story, and that is always okay, and it's always okay to be ahead. We try not to get behind in paperclip, but this is one of those instances where you probably already read this before today because I didn't like taking a break in the middle of Esther, but that is totally okay. I also find it so interesting that God is never mentioned by name, and it's the only biblical book that doesn't mention God by name. We don't know exactly why, but we have some speculations as to why from Got Questions, so I'm including a link to that. I find that very interesting, and I certainly hope you enjoyed Esther. Tomorrow, we start Job. It's 1-3. As excited as I am to share the journey of Job with you, please prepare yourself for some very depressing writings. I pray none of you get as down in the dumps as Job gets, but want to be sure that you're warned in advance. Be praying about what God wants you to learn from it, and it's a really good time to invite someone new, someone who wants to start with us. Starting Job can be a great time to do it, and of course, that is tomorrow. Happy reading! As a listener of this podcast, you have the first opportunity to join us on a trip to Greece in 2025. This will be a 10-day Footsteps of Paul tour with Travel with Friends. Just imagine being able to follow in the footsteps of the Apostle Paul through Athens, Mykonos, Ephesus, Patmos, Crete, Santorini, Thessalonica. Wow! Plan now to join us on this relaxing cruise of the Aegean Sea in this all-inclusive tour in March of 2025. Reach out to me if you're interested in knowing more, and I'll add you to our VIP list.